Today we'll be discussing the custom of breaking a dish following the signing and reading of the Tnayim document by weddings. Before we begin, as always, you should not be relied upon for halachic psak, and a rav should be consulted. The custom is to have a Tnayim document by weddings. The Tnayim document is a document that stipulates the setting of the date. It has other monetary prenuptial agreements. The custom amongst many Hasidim is to sign the Tnayim months before, when the couple gets engaged. But the classic custom amongst most Ashkenazim is they sign the Tnayim right before the Chuppah, by the Chassan's Tish, they sign the Tnayim. And again, the Tnayim is, it sort of just states that the Chassan and Kala will show up to the wedding, and has guarantors on that. Following the reading of the Tnayim, we're not going to get involved in the halachas of the Tnayim document, but following the reading of the Tnayim, it's customary to break a china dish. So I want to talk about that custom today. Maybe in another shir we'll discuss the custom of breaking a dish under the chuppah, but this is after the Tnayim. So it's customary to break a dish after the Tnayim are read. That custom can be found in the Sefer Minhagi Vermiza, the Minhagim of Worms, and Ois Reish Chav Zayin, and it's also brought down in the Prima Gadim, Simitav Kuf Samach, Mishpat Zayzav, Sifkat and Dalet. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the dish is broken in order to remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, that even at the time where we were very happy, right before the Chuppah, we still remember the Chorban. It's a sign of, it's a Zeichel Chorban. This is the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Tav Kuf Samach Sifkat and Tes. So interestingly enough, because this is the whole custom is in order to remember the Chorban, the Stei Chemed was actually against, was unhappy about something that happens. I don't know if you notice, they break the dish, and then everyone yells Mazel Tov. So Stei Chemed was not happy with that. He said the custom was supposed to instill sadness over the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, and instead, it becomes a source of happiness and joy. And the Stei Chemed goes so far as to say that if he had the ability, he would dismiss the whole custom entirely. It bothered him so much that he said, Yashecheli Abatlana, that if I had the ability, I would get rid of the whole thing. Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal writes that although he does not agree with shouting Mazel Tov, he says it's not in the spirit of the Takana, but he said he would not dismiss the custom. He says that it would be preferred for the Chassan to say the words, Emeshkechech Yushalayim Tishkach Yimini, follow the breaking of the dish, to reinstate sadness into the ceremony. He feels that it's not good to yell Mazel Tov, but he said he would add that line that could be found in Yabia Oimer Chelik Dalet of an Ezer Siman Tes. Again, so, but Lamaisa, practically, people yell Mazel Tov. I guess the understanding is they're not yelling Mazel Tov over breaking of the dish. They're yelling Mazel Tov because they're happy that the process is beginning, I guess. The Shulchan Ezer writes that a china dish is supposed to be used, not glass. The reason is because glass, when it's broken, it could be melted down and reformed. China cannot be done that way. So it's to show the couple that once this, you know, the Tnayim usually was done at the time of the engagement. So it's trying to show the Chassan and Kala the gravity of breaking engagement. That if you break it, it's like breaking a china dish. It can never be reformed. You know, they say from the name of the Vilna Gaon that it's better to write a get than to break a Tnayim. Meaning, that's why some people were afraid to write Tnayim, but the Tnayim obligates the couple to get married, and he used to say that it's better to write a get, it's better to get divorced, meaning get married and then get divorced, than to break an engagement. That's what they say. It's brought down in the Sefer Shari Rachamim, brought down in the Sefer Shulchan Ezer, Simen Beis, Sifkat and Chaf. Rav Henkin also writes that he heard this from the girl. I don't know practically if we would say such a thing, because getting married and getting divorced is obviously very traumatic, but there is such a concept that breaking an engagement is a very grave thing. So therefore you break a dish, a china dish, to show you that just like you can't reform this dish, breaking an engagement is sort of irreparable, that it's going to cause damage that can never be undone. The Prima Gadim writes that you should break a dish that's already slightly broken. The reason for that is he holds that this minimizes the prohibition of baltashchis. Baltashchis forbids us from destroying needlessly anything of value, including dishes, right? You can't just break something that's called baltashchis. So says the Prima Gadim, you know, you're breaking a dish, that's baltashchis. Therefore, you might as well break a dish that's already slightly broken. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch also says this. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Simin Kaf Chavav Sif Beis also says that you should take a dish that's already slightly broken. However, the Sefer Likutei Maarich writes that the custom in his day was to break a complete dish. I also I have a written psak from Rabbi Noach Isaac Goldbaum Shlita that he also felt that this is the custom and this should be the right thing to do. The understanding behind their opinion is it's not a problem about tashchis if you have a reason for it. Breaking a dish in order to instill a little sadness, a little reminder of the Beis HaMikdash, the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, that's enough of a purpose that it's not going to constitute Baal Tashchis. Baal Tashchis is breaking something needlessly. You know, every time someone dies, you rip Kriya. That's not Baal Tashchis. That's necessary for mourning. So this is necessary to remember the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a problem of Baal Tashchis. So therefore, there's no reason to take a broken dish. And that's why Rabbi Olbum told me that it's better to take a complete dish. Now, that's a little bit more of the background as to following the breaking of the dish. The question is, who breaks the dish? Who breaks the dish by the Tanoim? There are various customs. The most common custom is the dish is broken by the mothers of the Chassan and the mothers of the Kala. Now, the reason for this, I saw that the Shulchan Ezer says, you know, under the chuppah, the one who breaks the dish is the chassan. By the tanoim, the most common custom is for others to break the dish, the mothers of the chassan and the kala. So he says, the reason is, by the chuppah, the chassan is so happy, it's such a tremendous happiness, he has to break the dish himself in order to instill a little sadness, a little bit of reverence. By the Tanayim, the Chuppah hasn't happened yet, so you're not at a state of overwhelming joy, and therefore other people can break the dish. Now that doesn't explain, that just explains why the Chassan is not the one who breaks it. It doesn't explain why the Chassan's mother and the Kala's mother are the ones who break it, but that's what he said. The Skver Chassidim, the Netta Gavriel, I believe, says this. The Netta Gavriel says that the custom among Skver Chassidim is that the Chassan, his father and father-in-law, break one dish, and the Kala, the Kala's mother, and the Kala's mother-in-law break another dish. Some have the custom, the Sefer Matamin, Erech Chassan, Ois Hei, brings down that some have the custom for the dish to be broken by the fathers of the Chassan and Kala. Belzer Chassidim have the custom that one dish is broken by the fathers of the Chassan and Kala, and afterwards the mothers of the Chassan and Kala break a second dish. So these are just different various customs. Again, the most common custom amongst Ashkenazim is for the mother of the Chassan and the mother of the Kala to break the dish. Now, this whole ceremony is under the notion that you break a dish. Many Svardim do not have the custom to break a dish at the Tanayim. It's brought down in the Sefer Nisun Kilchasan, Daf Lamed Hei, that the overwhelming majority of Svardim do not have such a custom, and therefore all this is not relevant for Svardim at all. Any questions could be sent to avizakutinsky@gmail.com, avizakutinsky@gmail.com.